You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Why are you standing there looking at the sky? Why are you standing there looking at the sky? Blessed brothers and sisters of our blessed parish and our blessed guests and our parishioners who are out there, wherever you are, this question posed by two men, as we are told in today's first reading, in white garment, will help us to understand the theme of our Mass today, and to help us also understand the mystery of the Ascension. Blessed brothers and sisters, the mystery of the Ascension is one of the most misunderstood mystery of the Catholic Church. It is also one of the most neglected mysteries of the Catholic Church. Even though all churches reside in the creed that he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, I know Catholics who are no longer Catholics. They say the Catholic Church is against science. That how could Christ be going up to where? Where is up? And they don't come to church anymore. Because they said the Catholic Church has deceived the world that Christ ascended into heaven, when science says that there is no up and there is no down. This is the challenge. Because we have often, as Catholics, downplayed this powerful mystery of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I would like to articulate four major truths about the Feast of the Ascension. Four major truths about the mystery of the Ascension. I was so happy when the diocese moved the Feast of the Ascension from Thursday to Sunday to give it the importance that it deserves, because it is one of the most neglected and misunderstood mysteries of our faith. What is the first? Why are you standing there looking at the sky? It is always easy to look at the sky, because looking at the sky is simple. God, you are there. You and I, we come to church, we look at the sky, and we go. We come to church, we open our hands and pray, and we go. Whatever happens in the world, none of our business. It is always loving to look, always looking at the sky. My dear brothers and sisters, the first truth about the Ascension is that the Ascension of Jesus is not about the departure of Jesus. The Ascension of Jesus is not the departure of Jesus from this earth. The Ascension celebrates the new mode of presence of the risen Christ in the world. It celebrates the new mode of presence. The scripture says he was raised and enveloped in the cloud. That's what the word is used in the scriptures. Christ was enveloped in the cloud. What does that mean in biblical language? It means that we can no longer touch him anymore. We can no longer feel him anymore like the apostles. Thomas could touch his wounds. Thomas could do that. Thomas could touch his wounds. But now he's enveloped in the cloud, which means that we, billions of Catholics, billions of believers, we can no longer touch him as the apostles touched him, as the apostles sat with him at table and ate with him. No more. That is the new mode of presence. We call that in Catholic teaching the sacramental mode, the supernatural mode of presence, the glorious mode of presence, where Christ is not limited by time and space. And that's why today's gospel concludes, I will be with you till, are we there? I will be with you till the end. That is the new mode of presence. We Catholics now, how do we touch God? How do we contact God? Jesus Christ. We cannot physically. He was in Israel. We cannot anymore. However, through prayer, we contact God now. His new mode of presence, his glorious presence is everywhere. He lives in us. He abides in us. So his new mode of presence is very good because we can contact the Lord in prayer. Don't we do that? Don't we do that? Do we contact God in prayer? Are we there? Thank you. I want you to respond. Can we contact God in prayer? Can we contact God through faith? The new mode of presence is that we are called to contact God now through faith. Through faith, we make a personal, a real contact with Jesus. Faith brings us to Jesus. Moreover, also, we contact God through the sacraments, the Eucharist. When we receive the Eucharist, we receive the Jesus sacramentally. We receive Christ, body, soul, and divinity. That is the new mode of presence, that we contact Jesus, not as he was before. Because before, he was limited only in space. He was limited. But now, he is not limited. At this Mass, we will receive Jesus. Can you imagine that? We will receive the body and blood of Jesus. That is the new mode of presence. That is the meaning of ascension. That Christ is no longer with us physically, but he's us in a new way. This is the power of the ascension. My dear brothers and sisters, I will invite you today to pray for the African continent. To pray for the African continent. We have a big crisis. Most of our churches are horrible. We have been miseducated about the mystery of the ascension. In Africa, young people don't go to school. Young people don't go to work. They take the Bible and follow some pastors who spend days in the church. They spend days looking up to heaven. The whole day they are in church. 1 week they are in church. They do nothing. They don't go to school because they say that everything comes up there. It's not true. Men of Galilee, men of Africa, why are you standing there looking at the sky? He is no longer there. He has come to us in our lives. He has come to us. We are in Africa, young people are being deceived. They spend all their money and time in the church. Then we are poor. Parents abandon their children at home on the grounds that they have to go and pray to God the whole day in church. The children are sick at home. They abandon them and pray in church the whole day, asking, Lord, help my child. How will the Lord help you again? When the ascension says that he is not up there, he is among us, in us. This is one of the most, as I said, misrepresented truths about our faith. Misrepresented. Sometimes we ourselves too, we walk and walk and walk. That is good. But the ascension, the second truth about the ascension is that the ascension reminds us that heaven is not up there. Heaven is not a place up there. Heaven is union with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If you do not find heaven here in this Mass, you will not find heaven up there. If you do not recognize heaven now on this earth, you will never recognize heaven when you die. The ascension reminds us that heaven begins here because Christ lives with us in a new way. He lives in our brothers and sisters. So we are supposed to live a good life on earth. We are supposed to make the world heaven for us. We are supposed to make this world heaven. We are supposed to enjoy this life in peace, in love, love for one another, peace at home, love for our brothers and sisters in the church, love for the church. We are called to make heaven here. Heaven should be here. Heaven begins here. Sometimes we forget this. And so we come to church. We come to church. Why are you standing there looking at the sky? Why problems are going on in the home? We don't care about them anymore. Heaven is here. Let us make our lives happy. Even at these difficult times, my dear brothers and sisters, let us make our lives happy because heaven is here. And once we make heaven here, then there will be heaven there when we meet God face to face. This is the power of the ascension. Thirdly, the ascension is not about the departure of Jesus that is up there. The ascension articulates the enthronement of Jesus in heaven. What does that mean? We saw in today's second reading, he sits at the right hand of the Father, which means that Jesus now has been given authority as Lord of the universe. The ascension celebrates our faith that Jesus is Lord of the entire universe. Can you imagine that? He is Lord. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He controls the world. The world is in his hands. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. He is the Lord of the universe. Every language can get to God now. Every country can reach out to God. Every people can reach out to God. God is no longer limited to particular people. God is no longer limited to particular tribes. God is the Lord of the entire universe. You can pray in your mother tongue, God will hear. You can pray in English, God will hear. You pray in French, God will hear. I pray in my dialect, God will hear, because he is Lord of the universe. Before, in the Old Testament, it was believed that we can only get to God through what? Through the priest. Through the priest. No more. No more through the priest. Everyone, because of the ascension of Jesus, who has assumed his position as Lord of the universe, every human being has access to God. Every human being. If you sincerely pray, you have access to God. If you don't pray, you will not have. You will not have access to God. Be it priest, you will not. Because God is there for everyone. He's the Lord of the universe. I see sometimes we get disturbed when we see this anti-Catholic feelings. This anti-Catholic feelings. We say, God, why are you allowing all these anti-Catholic feelings? Don't bother about that. That is not your problem. Jesus Christ knows. He's in charge. They're always in charge. COVID-19 reminds us that there's someone who is Lord of the universe. This is a great lesson to humanity now. The great lesson to humanity is that God has made it known to the world and to us every day by this crisis that he is still the Lord of the universe. He's still in charge of all things. He still controls all things. That's why at this time, the church, before Christ went up to heaven, he says, do not go to start any work until you have received what? Power from above. From now to Pentecost, we as Catholics should be doing a novena joining the Blessed Mother, the apostles who spent 9 days of continuous prayer. The apostles spent from the Ascension to Pentecost. The Lord told them, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Because on your own, you will not succeed. We have to pray now for the church. We have to pray now for our diocese to the Lord who is the universal King, who is the Lord of the universe. We have to ask, Lord, please send your spirit to come and transform the world. Send your spirit to come and stop this virus. You have the power. You have the power. Send your spirit to restore the Eucharist back to the church. Lord, you have the power to do that. Let us pray. Let us pray. We have the power to pray to the Lord, like the apostles, like Mary, the mother of God. Protestants accuse us that Mary has no place. At the Pentecost Novena, Mary was present. She was present when the Holy Spirit came down upon the church. So Mary is a very powerful intercessor. Let us, during these 9 days, these days to Pentecost, let us turn to our Blessed Mother. Let us invoke her. Blessed Mother, please assist us to restore peace again in the world through this horrible virus that is destroying lives, bringing pain to people. Blessed Mother, please intervene. The Lord will send His Holy Spirit and the Lord will intervene. Do you believe this? Do you believe this, colleagues? Yes. Lastly, Ascension tells us that we have a mission on this earth. What is our mission? We were created for a mission. What is our mission? Go, make disciples, baptize them, and teach them. Go. Go. Make disciples, baptize them, and teach them. If we were to evaluate our church, do we really go out and talk about our faith as Catholics? Do we really go out? We spend our time looking up to heaven all the time. People don't know the word of God. People don't know Christ. People don't know Jesus. We have to go out and tell them about God in their lives. We have to tell them. People get depressed, they commit suicide and die because they don't know God. We have a lot of work to do as Christians. Go out. Go, make disciples. Let us make others to come and enjoy their faith. What a beautiful thing to be faithful, to have faith. Sometimes I say to myself, how do people live without faith? How do you live without faith? Faith is so beautiful because faith connects us to God. Faith connects us to God. We have to go and make disciples. We are losing 2 generations of teens and millennials. They don't come to church anymore. They don't know Christ anymore. We have a mission. At the Ascension, Christ gives us that mission. Go, make disciples, baptize. We are good at baptizing. The Catholic Church is good at baptizing. Unfortunately, we baptize, they go. We baptize, they go. We baptize. We don't teach. We don't teach the faith. We don't teach the faith. But the Catholic Church is one of the Christian faith that teaches all what Christ taught. The Gospel of Saints said, go and teach all, not some, not some. My dear brothers and sisters, I've come to a parish where a pastor tells me, Father, you cannot preach on this topic. You cannot preach on this topic. You cannot preach on this topic. It's sad. It's sad. We cannot downplay the message of the gospel. We are supposed to teach all things. I may not like it. You may not like it. We are supposed to preach the gospel. Christ says, preach all, not some. Some. The Catholic Church teaches all. Some churches say, oh, you should be born again. Born again. Born again. Born again. Born. It is true. But that's not all of the gospel. The gospel is beyond only born again. The gospel is wide. All that I have commanded you, all in the scriptures, all. The Catholic faith is the only faith I know that teaches all. Even though sometimes we don't like it. We don't like it. But it's a faith that is true to the command of Jesus that go, but make disciples, baptize, and teach them all that I have commanded you. Do you love the fact that you are a Catholic? Do you love the fact that now you are a Catholic? Are you proud to be a Catholic? Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.